Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 9:27-34. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 to 34. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, let it be done to you." And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." My theme for reflection is trusting Jesus in times of silence and uncertainty. Trusting Jesus in times of silence and uncertainty. In Matthew 9:27-34, we encounter a powerful yet understated story of faith, persistence, and divine grace. Two blind men, desperate for healing, follow Jesus, crying out for mercy. Yet Jesus appears to ignore them, continuing on his path without acknowledging their pleas. It is only when they enter the house with him that he turns to them and asks, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" Their simple response, "Yes, Lord," opens the door to their miraculous healing. This passage highlights a profound spiritual truth. Often, in our darkest moments, when it feels as though our cries for help are falling on deaf ears, God is still present, listening, and working in ways we cannot yet perceive. The outside Jesus, who seems distant and unresponsive, contrasts sharply with the inside Jesus, who is intimately engaged, asking us to affirm our faith even in the face of silence. The blind man's journey is a mirror of our own spiritual walk. How many times have we felt like we are following Jesus in the dark, uncertain if he even hears our prayers? And yet this story reminds us that Jesus does hear us. He waits for the right moment to ask us the simple yet profound question, "Do you believe?" It is in this moment of quiet, in the stillness of our struggle, that our faith is both tested and affirmed. When we say yes, not out of desperation, but from a deep trust in God's goodness, we open ourselves to the transformative power of Christ's healing. Jesus then instructs the healed man to keep the miracle quiet, a command that seems counterintuitive, especially in Matthew's gospel, where Jesus' messianic identity is continually revealed. This instruction invites us into a deeper mystery of God's ways. Sometimes God's work in our lives is meant to be savored in the silence of our hearts, not immediately broadcasted to the world. It is a call to humility, to let God's timing dictate when and how our testimonies should be shared. Immediately following this healing, Jesus encounters a demon-possessed man. The narrative is sparse, almost routine. Jesus casts out the demon. The man speaks, and the crowd is amazed. But the Pharisees, blinded by their own prejudice, accuse Jesus of walking by the power of demons. This reaction stands as a stark warning. When faced with God's grace, we can either open our hearts in faith or close them in cynical disbelief. My dear friends, in today's world, we often find ourselves in the shoes of the blind man, struggling with illness, financial hardship, mental health challenges, or spiritual dryness. We cry out to God, sometimes feeling like our prayers are met with silence. This passage encourages us to persist in our faith, to trust that Jesus is indeed listening, even when he seems distant. It also challenges us to embrace the mystery of God's timing and ways, understanding that our testimonies, like the blind man's healing, may not be meant for immediate revelation, but for a purpose and time known only to God. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when have you felt like you were crying out to God without receiving an immediate answer? How did you respond? And what did you learn from that experience? Number two, how can you cultivate a deeper trust in God during times of silence or uncertainty, believing that Jesus is still at work, even when you don't see immediate results? Gracious God, in the moments when we feel alone and unheard, remind us that you are ever present, listening to our cries and walking in ways beyond our understanding. Grant us the grace to trust in your timing, to say yes to your will, even in the silence. Help us to embrace the mystery of your ways and to walk by faith, knowing that you are always with us, guiding us through every trial. May our lives be a testimony of your faithfulness, shared in your perfect time. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.